For a new exhibition at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery, the Sunshine Coast Black History Month Collective selected a Kenya-born artist seemingly drawn by destiny to the liminal landscapes of the Salish Sea. "Our move to the West Coast came about like a gift from the divine," said painter Esmina Samaru. "We were certainly guided." Samaru's collection of oils, Distant Shores New Horizons, opened with a public reception on February 3 in the gallery's newly inaugurated Joe's Lounge. The arrangement of Samaru's paintings reflect her lifetime's journey across three continents. In works like At the Morning Hour, diaphanous light spills onto murk-shrouded hills of East Africa. Verdant settings in England, represented in canvases like Springsong, beam with earthy jubilation. Depictions of the Canadian prairies, inspired by her three decades of residency in Edmonton, portray the portentousness of clouds, as in the weighty vastness of what we have always known. Finally, Samaru's recent move to British Columbia reveals distinctive moods of its mountain-rimmed coasts. "A gossamer band of moonlight breaks over jagged peaks and it is darkest before the dawn. Sunset hues warm the rippled sea and the ocean breeze whispers." Samaru captures the essence of natural light that is characteristic to each locale. "My goal, if I have one, is to convey that feeling of where I am," said Samaru. Identity and geography are inexorably entwined in her work. Samaru's great-grandparents emigrated from India, settling in Africa. She was born in Mombasa and lived on Africa's east coast not far from the Indian Ocean until moving to the UK at the age of 9. Her paintings of the so-called Swahili coast, inhabited by Bantu-speaking Africans who had migrated from the interior of the continent, reject staid stereotypes. "These are paintings of Africa," she said, "but there is no bush, there's no safari. What's important to me is the ocean. I'm inspired to show the essence of the world around me through simplicity and abstraction. And I strive to convey a sense of serenity and calm even within the stormiest seas and skies." "Complexity is synonymous with Black heritage," explained Denise Brown, a leader of the Black History Month Collective. "There are many, many ways to be Black," said Brown. "The continent and the diaspora are huge. And we have all come here via many different directions." Samaru went more than four decades without touching a paintbrush, busy with the work of raising a family and professional commitments as a realtor. Then, in 2021, she signed up for an online painting class with Langdale-based artist Marlene Loden, followed by an in-person course. "It took 3 days of being here to decide that this is where we wanted to spend the rest of our lives," said Samaru. "The word Swahili literally signifies people of the coast. When I read this, it just made complete sense to me," she added. "That's who I am. I'm a person of the coast." The theme for this year's initiatives organized by the Black History Month Collective is Black Excellence. The group has worked in partnership with GPAG since 2020 to highlight artists who embody Black heritage and innovation. Distant Shores New Horizons remains on display at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery until February 29.